The Warriors off to the races early, hosting the Magic with a show of force and some firepower from beyond the arc as Klay Thompson with 21 points in the game's first 10 minutes. He would finish with a game-high 29 points and 5 three-pointers. Stephen Curry pushing the pace and delivering 25 points and 9 assists. Zaza Pachulia a double-double with 10 points, 10 boards. Andre Iguodala with 14 points off the bench and some great energy as Draymond Green adds 9 points and 11 rebounds. And the Warriors claim the Pacific Division for the third consecutive season, taking down the Magic 122-92 the final. Here's Coach Kerr and Zaza.
What would you think of the defense early on, and was tonight one of those nights where you felt that energized the offense and then you guys got rolling?
Yeah, that was the focus pregame. That's we talked about yesterday at practice was, let's carry over that defensive effort from the fourth quarter the other night against Philadelphia to the outset of tonight's game. Let's get off to a good start at that end of the floor, and we did. And obviously, Klay had it rolling early, so that combination really put us in a great spot for the rest of the night.
We've seen it before where the team feeds off of Steph or Klay, and tonight, obviously, Klay got it going early. How much do you think that his hot start kind of got you guys going to where you need to be?
Well, yeah, it was the combination of that and the defense, and the defense really was kind of setting up some of those shots too, in transition, and that's the main thing. I mean, when you can make stops, it solves a lot of problems, and we've kind of struggled to score a little bit the last couple of weeks, but tonight we broke through and had 36 assists and 122 points, so. Great offensive night, but it always starts with the defense.
What's Steph's status? How does he look? And how scary was that? Even though he wasn't out long, I mean.
Yeah, he stepped on somebody's foot, tweaked his ankle a little bit. I just asked him. He said he was fine.
How much more dangerous is your team when Andre is attacking in attack mode off?
Yeah, I mean, you saw what happened 2 years ago, in the finals. Andre was the finals MVP. I mean, when he plays at this level where he's been the last several weeks, that's we get a different dimension. He's been fantastic. He just looks bouncy and pushing the ball at every opportunity, and he's probably been our best player, best most consistent player during this last few weeks, and he doesn't get a lot of the notoriety, not that he cares, but he is he's just playing brilliant basketball.
Just, did you feel that, just given the way the last couple of weeks have gone, just how nice is it to have a blowout? Did you guys need to have a blowout game?
We just needed to play well, I don't know. I kind of expected this. I thought I think this week, we thought we'd get back on track. We didn't think it would be easy. Against Philadelphia, we that you kind of have to dig your way out of when you're in a little bit of a rut. But I felt like that was a great start the other night, and I fully expected to see this tonight. We had good energy and played a really good game.
Was the intention to get Zaza something early, because he looked like he got comfortable pretty early tonight around the basket?
Well, the main intention tonight with Zaza was. We wanted to get him a double-double and a dunk because he had a bet with Curtis, our weight coach, and the bet was if he got a double-double and a dunk, then Curtis had to shave his beard for tomorrow's team picture. This is true. So Curtis will be shaving that beard. Yeah, 10 points, 10 boards, and a dunk. So.
Was there
take a look at Curtis next time you see him.
Was there like a fist pump on the bench when he had that first quarter dunk?
Oh yeah, there were a lot of them. A lot of the guys were excited. I didn't know about the bet until later on. So,
I don't know if you've been asked this yet, but how about the 5 dunks for Iguodala? He was really looking, energized.
Yeah, yeah. He just I was asked about it, but he's pushing the ball relentlessly. He's playing with so much energy and force and pace. He's had a ton of dunks of late. So I love the way he's playing, and he's been fantastic. And we rely on him so much for so many different things, and he doesn't get a lot of credit, but he deserves it because He's a phenomenal basketball player. All right, thanks.
So we've already heard about the double-double and a dunk bet that you had with Curtis. How
That's
did
the
that,
first question.
How'd that come about?
I just finished cutting a lot of hair on the face, and it was pretty different, pretty interesting. You guys might want to go check him out. So we enjoyed it. Whole team was there. Most of them didn't like it. But bet is a bet, so he kept his word, so I respect that.
One clarification, all season wasn't for 2019. This goes back to the season starting, right?
Yeah, you know, you might think, like, why didn't it happen before? But I was just keeping it interesting, make sure it goes across. And right before the team picture, we have team picture tomorrow, so right before it, perfect timing, you know. So first I thought, like, you know, maybe I should have, like, let him take it, team picture with a beer, but then I changed my mind because, you know, 10-20 years later, once he was gonna look at the team picture with the stash, he's gonna remember this day. So something inside joke, basically, in a way.
You kind of got it going pretty early tonight in the first quarter there, getting to the basket. How good was it to have that kind of game where you were able, after the other game the other night, get something going early?
The mindset was, you know, to build on the fourth quarter, and you know, we talked about it yesterday as well. So, and that's how we had to play it, and you know, that's how we had to come out tonight from the beginning of the game and be aggressive defensively, you know, get stops and you know, play our game, run on a break, and get some good looks, and that's what we did. You know, that was a mindset that was beautiful. You know, we started pretty good, helping each other. We were active. We were moving from side to side. Picking on coverage was great as well. They got a couple offensive rebounds first half, but that was about it. But overall, it was good effort, I think, you know, collectively. But beginning was very important for us.
And there's one more contest here on this home stand before the Warriors hit the road for games in Oklahoma City and in Dallas. And it's coming up on Saturday night here as the Milwaukee Bucks visit. At Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott.